Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Roll up, roll up! Hello, 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 and welcome to the Humour Experiment podcast with your host, Dottie May. And today I have a guest in by the name of Tyler Harris. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Tyler is a teaching artist, a director, and an actor, and a musician.
Yeah.
You're amazingly talented.
All the thing. I just have too much spare time.
Never. That is so good. You can never have too much. That's awesome. So I thought I'd get Tyler in today because he's awesome and we've been connecting recently over over Instagram stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like offering each other bursts of support.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
Isn't that beautiful? Social media can actually be really great. It can be a really good tool when you use it properly, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we initially met through Facebook and now reconnecting through Instagram. So it's making the transition from one to another.
How good. And like the funny thing is like I haven't actually spent any time with you for years. Like year was it? 15?
Like 2015, I think.
That's crazy. That's like 4 years. We briefly got to know each other once for some script writing or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've ran into you a few times. I've just always thought you were lovely. Like,
oh, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? I've always thought, oh, that guy was great. He was lovely. And then I think I've seen you on the periphery as well. Like I think I saw you do an Anywhere Theatre Festival show maybe last year or something. Like were you doing the car one?
Yeah, we did Ride at Backbone,
So I remember seeing your face and that going, oh, there's a nice guy.
Yeah. Like I constantly see you around and I keep thinking like, oh, we should catch up. We should do this. Yeah. But then like I'm very awful at messaging people. So
It's awesome. It's worked. It's worked this time. It's been awesome. What you been up to lately?
You've
already told me really.
Yeah.
No, but for our listeners.
Yeah, of course. I'm just in the middle of assessment season, finishing up my third of 4 semesters in my Masters of Teaching, which is beyond hectic. And I'm only 4 months off from finishing that. And that's horrifying, but very exciting. I've been on the cusp of acting because my master's has taken up so much of my time.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, spending a lot of my nights and spare time recording a lot more music because that's very easy to do around assessment as opposed to acting and committing to a show,
which
is a huge commitment.
Yes.
So it's, very, very sparse creatively in the last few weeks, but hoping that'll change in the coming ones.
Nice. What do you do when you need like a burst of creativity? Like, or, you know, like maybe you want to write some music or do some acting or whatever, but if you're not feeling inspired, do you have any like tricks or ways around it to get yourself, you know, interested or feeling creative?
One of my really good ones recently is something a friend recommended to me, and I've got a shopping center that's like 20 minutes walk from my house. It's a lovely... Yeah. Lovely walk, especially at like sunset, because the sun's coming in from behind. It's just lovely.
Oh, nice.
So I've just been, if I'm sitting at my desk all day and I'm trying to do things, trying to like force creativity because I'm like, I want to do this today.
Yeah.
I just get up and go for a walk. It's like a 40-minute round trip. Sometimes I will buy things from the shops. Other times I'll just loop around and come back. It's been like actually getting outside of my creative area, which is just my desk.
Yeah.
I think that's been really helpful. But otherwise, if I don't have that as an option, if it's like really late at night or something, I generally just keep writing. I brute force it. I just keep writing and everything I write is awful.
Right? But
getting it all out and then finding that one gem right at the end and going, yes, this is what I'm here for.
And I find the inner critic, you get better at dealing with it. Like, I don't think you ever lose an inner critic.
No, not at all.
Necessarily. No. I mean, maybe you do. That'd be amazing.
I would love that.
But I think you get better at dealing with it. And and sometimes it's quieter as well. So I feel like something that I've been doing lately, I'm doing a lot of journaling at the moment, and it's really nice. It's a really nice way just to reflect and get stuff out. But then even when I'm, thinking about things that might be funny or things that make me laugh or, exploring comedy, I'm just sort of starting to get back into writing again. And I find like just sort of giving myself a bit of space around what I'm doing for it, like to not have to be good or be this or be that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just like kind of looking at it. And if I think something could be maybe okay, just going with that. You know what I mean? Lowering my standards massively. I used to have like such high standards and I realized like so little can get through if you do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like the only slightly impressive stuff that's like the best.
Yeah.
Because it's most relatable or,
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Like surprisingly interesting.
My style of music I've often categorized as depressing acoustic because that's exactly what it is.
Do you feel worse after you listen to it?
No, I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm one of those weird people who, when I'm sad, I listen to or write sad music because it sort of gives me that perspective of
therapy.
Other people feel the same way.
I love it.
But it's then nice. Recently I've started sort of taking that acoustic idea in a completely different way and doing smoother like beats behind it, not just an acoustic guitar, like actually utilizing like piano and like synths and drum pads and sort of taking a more like electronic approach to it, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's been so different to what I normally do, but I'm sitting there. It's like using that way of getting out all the bad stuff. I'm trial and error. And from that, I found these little bits that I really like and
love it.
Just throwing it together into some stuff. And it's been really nice.
I feel like it's like giving the accidental a place to land.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
if it just goes through the air and you miss it, that's often the good stuff, like the stuff that you're not planning for.
Yeah.
What do you find funny, Mr. Tyler?
I find the weirdest stuff funny.
Great. Fill us in. You've got listeners here that will probably relate to you, It may be a percentage.
That worries
how
me.
Small, how big.
Yeah.
But someone's going to get it and they're going to love it. So what do you find funny?
One of my favorites is just funny voices. Like
great.
Genuinely. Like there's a one of my favorite YouTube channels. They do Let's Plays and they also do live action like comedy skits and a podcast every week. And
nice.
It's like a nice variety channel. They're called Super Mega. And it's just two guys and they are genuinely, I think, like the funniest people in the world.
That's awesome.
The voices that they put on during some stuff, like it's this really weird, like, peanut farm. Like it's a really like, I can't even mimic it. My voice doesn't even go that high, but it's just.
That was pretty good.
It kills me. I'm very like. I've had a lot of coffee today, so my throat is not.
Oh, like, I'm struggling from the voice 100%. I'm just so tired. And do you know thing where you slow down and you rest, and like the more you rest, the more tired you realize you are, and you're like, I'm just going, I'm falling.
I do that while I'm drinking coffee.
I'm in the hole.
I sit down at a coffee shop with a coffee to wake up, and as soon as
you
sit down with it, I'm like, oh, hang on, I'm just going to rest here for a minute. It's great.
They just find you on the ground.
Yeah, actually.
Just inject coffee into your bloodstream.
On the place I'm a local at, they would. They would just walk over, they'd see me on the ground.
We need intravenous.
Yeah. I have an IV
intravenous
drip
shot. Yeah. They're ready to go. It's got your name on it.
Exactly, yeah.
For the real cereal, like, customers.
Yeah. I would actually pay good money for that. That's a really good idea.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, I'm trying to avoid the coffee. It destroys me.
I drink the most coffee while I'm writing assessments for uni.
Oh, of course.
I'm in and out.
It's good for my brain alert.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I've sort of stopped feeling that alertness with coffee now. I've transitioned into that phase where, yeah, I've gotten so used to it, but I also just still really like the taste of it.
I love the taste. So I'm such an addict. Like I walked past a building the other day, smelt the coffee and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, same. Nothing gets me like the smell of a good coffee shop.
Ex-Tina gets it as well. Yes. She feels it. We feel you, Tina.
Oh, incredible.
if you could meet anybody today, you could just take your pick. Who would you want to meet?
Like living or dead? Like anyone ever?
Yeah,
The answer I always default to with this is Nicola Flamel, who is an alchemist.
From Harry Potter.
Yeah, okay.
He was real.
Okay, he was a real person who created the Philosopher's Stone, the so-called secret to immortality.
Yes.
And then when he died, gravediggers opened his coffin and found he wasn't there, which makes me believe that he got it right.
Really? Or did he just like assign a best buddy to be like, dude, you need to deal with my body after. Look, I've got a reputation to uphold. Can you get rid of me?
He's like, listen, I want them to open it and find nothing.
And then you've also got to tell them to go looking.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like it's, I don't know. I read a book series a few years ago that was centered around him and it was just fascinating to me. And cause I knew him from Harry Potter and then I started doing research and read this book series and I was like, wow, this is a pretty cool dude. Like,
what would you ask him?
I don't know. Are you immortal? No. Did you find it? No, I don't know. It's just, the way they characterized him, he just came across as a very like,
he sounds like a tripper.
Yeah. He was a very like sort of chill guy, very down to earth, but also very into science. And I'm very into science. It's a
match made in heaven.
Yeah, I'd be super, super down to just have a coffee with him if he's listening.
Do you reckon he'd need the coffee?
Yes.
Yeah.
At this,
if
stage.
You're living forever, at this point, he'd be needing a coffee.
Oh, just maybe once every 50 years.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon his coffee order would be?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be either something really boring or something really just eccentric. Like no black? Middle ground. Yeah. Either like a short black, like he just needs the coffee for the coffee.
The essence, the elixir of life.
Exactly. That's the secret. The Philosopher's Stone is just a short black.
Okay. I'm going to guess your coffee.
Okay.
You look like you drink a flat white, but on special occasions, you get a cappuccino.
Opposite.
No!
My regular is a cappuccino with two sugars.
Shit.
Because I need sugar. Because I can't function without it. And sometimes I'll get a flat white. I'm the opposite of what
you said. No way. Yeah. But you're literally those two choices.
Yeah.
So I've just read you backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
But I read you nonetheless.
Yeah. I'm a little bit shaken.
All right. What am I? Oh, bring it on, baby.
Hey. What is that coffee order?
I don't know. See, now you've said short black and now I'm thinking that, but I don't think that's right.
No.
No,
of course it's not.
I don't know.
Do you need to read my palm?
Yeah. No, I need the tea leaves.
I have a palm.
That's fine. We'll take that. I don't know. I think either, I don't know. I'm leaning like either flat white or like chai. Like somewhere in that. I don't know coffee very well. I'm not going to lie to you.
Tyler, come on.
I'm a very boring coffee
person. I need
you
to be sure of your decision because then it's funny when I slam it down.
Chai.
Look, I'm going to give you that because I don't mind a chai. I like a chai and there's been times in my life where I've loved a chai.
Okay.
I'd marry a chai at one point.
You could settle down with a chai.
I could settle down with a chai. I like chai, but that's not my coffee drink.
What's your regular?
Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Is it something easy? Because I'm very boring with coffee.
Use your imagination.
It's
choice. And I
always order.
Chai rhymes in that sentence. Come on.
Chai.
You're setting me up here.
Well, whatever. I'm just going to have to drink chai now. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually this is my coffee order. If this doesn't, and now you need to tell me what this says about me.
Okay. Good.
So my coffee order is a weak soy latte with honey.
That's very
Ow!
See, that's the noise I was making in my head. I don't know. Like, that's very, one of my friends gets a similar order and his barista constantly gives him shit for it.
Yeah. Like, I give myself shit just to protect myself.
Yeah. That's very fair. I find that if you do it to yourself, it hurts less when other people do it.
That's what we beat ourselves down, exactly, right? We hand someone else the bat to beat us.
That's the artist's way.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's a beautiful way to be. It feels so good.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you have a weird laugh? Do you have a special laugh that comes out sometimes?
I don't know. Sometimes I like put on laughs because I find other people's laughs funny. Like, but like generally one of my go-to laughs is actually from, which movie is that from? The first Ace Ventura movie, The Pet Detective with Jim Carrey. I grew up on Jim Carrey, like watching his early movies, and they have like impacted my sense of comedy so hard, like developing from there. And his laughs, he does like, I wish I could mimic it better, but it's like a, he like keeps his whole face still, but he's just moving like his bottom lip and jaw. And it's fantastic.
He's got utter face flexibility, that man, doesn't he?
His face is made of rubber and it scares me, but I love it.
I also get a young Steve Martin vibe from you as well.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate Steve?
I love Steve, yeah.
I love Steve.
I absolutely adore.
Me too. I want him to adopt me.
Right?
but who do you adore?
No. That one of my favorite Steve movies is Three Amigos with Chevy Chase, Martin Short, and Steve. I'm getting that right. Yeah, Chevy Chase, Martin Short, and Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
That is... like Chevy Chase in his prime with Steve Martin in his prime with Martin Short in it's just incredible.
It's pretty good.
It's incredible. Yeah. I've seen that movie more times than I could ever tell you.
I really, really enjoy Steve a lot.
He's good fun. It's good value. Cheaper by the Dozen is incredible.
He's actually got a really good stand-up book.
Yeah.
It was more like a biography. Like
Very good. A friend who read it and recommended it to me, but I am yet to read.
Mm-hmm. Recommend.
Heck yeah.
Can you, you did give us an example of your weirdest laugh. I like that one. If you had to beat Christina Aguilera.
Yes. Okay, go on.
In a singing contest.
I was born for this. Go on.
How would you do it?
How would I do it?
Yeah. This is what I'm curious about lately. I've asked my last guest this as well.
If I had to be Christina in a singing competition, like if I went on like the
voice. You can think outside the box. Like, how would you beat her? All the only limitations are, and I'm interested.
Beat. I'm so ready to beat Christina.
Beat. Oh. Like, not like physically.
No,
like.
Of course. That wasn't what I was asking.
I'm joking. Yeah, if you like, so the only limitations are that it's a singing competition. But I mean, you can be creative. I'm interested in seeing how creative you can be. Beat her in a singing competition.
I would perform a piece of like comedy music or something very funny to sort of throw her off her game. Like, we come out expecting a serious like battle, and then I bust out into like some like Lonely Island or something, like. And just watch her like fall apart, because obviously that would be the way to do it, right?
I think Christina's ready for you.
And then from there, I just bust out into like I'm on a boat or something, and it's fine. Oh,
exactly. That'd work. That'd be interesting.
That's my semi-creative, semi-boring response to that question. No,
I love it. Now, when you return for part two, part due episode.
Yes.
I want to hear about something funny that you did as a kid. Do you have a story for us?
Oh, I've got many stories.
Brilliant. You have something wildly awesome to look forward to, audience, and we will be back next week. I will see you later for now.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I don't know which button to use to say goodbye, so I'm singing this song goodbye.
Mm-hmm. The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.